Chapter 6 of The Adventures of Brian Hovis. Welcome back, chum. And holy shit, if things got exciting. I'm currently unconscious on a camel in Africa, but a few miles away, my Aunt Hester is rattling along, kicking up dust and small animals in her hot-wired Jeep. Driving with one foot up on the dashboard, a cigarette in the other, she hasn't a care in the world as displayed in her rueful smile and choice of Jimi Hendrix bandana.
Her destination is an oasis housing the gentleman known as the O'Toole.
In case you've forgotten, their backstory is thus. They are an old group of Cockney gentlemen settlers who have lived there since filming as extras for the moving picture Lawrence of Arabia. Cockneys are a special breed in that they are A, mostly thieves, and B, very good at settling in places and starting a whole new culture. Australia, for example, and Lanzarote. They were on their way to the catering tent when they strolled off in a sandstorm and disappeared. And, as they were only extras, nobody gave a shit about them going missing, especially the caterers. The director, the first assistant director, the actors, costume, makeup, crew, and editor. Nobody noticed. When Hester got to the oasis, however... Oh, and the graphic designer, producer, carpenters, grips, best boy, gaffer, and the whole art department! F***ing extras! Get a proper job! When Hester got there, however, the oasis was eerily quiet.
Oi, oi, crikey, sidey king's speech, Peter O'Toole.
She is speaking in the language they have developed in their years in the desert. I will act as your translator.
Oi, oi! Crikey, sidey king's speech, Peter O'Toole.
Hello.
I seek the leader of the O'Toole.
Foster Cox Pie and Mash, proper blimey ding-dong fellas.
Who, I'm told, has excellent pectoral muscles.
Chimney, what the fuck?
What's all this, she says.
For turning a corner had revealed an entire gaggle of very old men standing looking very angry.
And standing in front of them, a lady you and I know as none other than the map writer, Lady Forsythington.
Hello, Hester.
Lady Pissing Periwinkle.
Forsythison since the divorce.
Bullshit, that was a tax swindle.
And that was the sound of Aunt Hester being struck on the back of the head by a pensioner in a loincloth.
What is going on?
What is going on is an elaborate pot noodle. Hester is tied above a bubbling pot of herbs and spices, standing in front of her, Lady Forsington Styleth.
I'll f***ing kill you for this!
Oh, I think it's too late for that. Look, the leader wants to say something.
Crikey back on a dilly pig, tasty bird, jolly holiday.
Subtitle. Last year, the damn donkey robbery almost finished us. It was a tough time for us all, especially Gary.
Flirty, skirty, other not her.
This one woman, the one who isn't tied up.
Tricky, dicky, shape, gape.
And is strangely attractive but suspicious looking with an impossible name and nice teeth.
Rugged, sad, tiddlywinker.
Has brought us the donkey thief.
What? The jibber-jabber-talky bitch, it's proper pasty pie.
Whatever she has told you is a lie.
Quiet.
Ah! Eustace, where are you?
Are you referring to your mute toy boy? Would he perhaps be with your nephew on a wild goose chase with a false map?
What? You've bamboozled Brian?
Oh, bamboozling him is easy. Brian's got a brain like blancmange.
Why would you do that?
Oh, let's see. No Brian, no ransom. And no Lady Hovis, no estate, no worries for the secret interested party.
Ah! What was that for?
Chat. Oh, it's bloody hot, and I'm only wearing Factor 30. Let's get on with this.
Hester is swiveled upside down by a man thrice her age in one swift 30 to 40 second motion. Her face is getting closer to the bubbling surface of this horrible soup. She can smell the addition of cumin and juniper berries. A delightful combination, she muses for a moment, but only for a moment. Her mascara melts in the steam. Her hair begins to frazzle, and in her mind she names the soup
Shit Creek Chowder!
Then something remarkable happens. From her neck, on its silver chain, falls a huge red gemstone, which dangles a millimeter from the floating carrot. This, as you may remember, is the necklace she used earlier when hypnotizing Eustace into being a pilot. Its appearance causes quite a stir. On seeing the jewel, everyone, slowly, due to age, hit the deck in worship.
What are they doing?
Stand aside, you. Lady, I'm cooking. Sorry, darling.
That's okay. Hey, where are you going?
He is walking into his house, coming out again now, carrying a huge painting of an old man, holding some raw meat surrounded by his happier younger gang mates.
Doctor.
Oh, sweet Jesus, that's Pappy.
The man in the painting is wearing the very same pendant.
Days of old geezer, Doctor, saved us all horrible illness.
Yes, he was a chemist or a drug dealer, I'm not sure.
We owe him big time our lives. Our Gary may have shit himself to the death. Where you his badge trinket?
Oh, this old thing?
This one here, Lady F***ington told spare ribs. Ain't no way Dr. Dalton had done a damn donkey robbery. Decided I have. You will be allowed to kill F***ington in a fight.
First, Gary will perform for you our Hapology song. Get on your keyboard, Gaz. That's right. Off you pop.
Apology, 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 apology. Sorry, jellied eel sauce, bad fat. When I was just 3 years old, I had my first good spanking. Nanny heard me saying, and made me touch the planking.
Crack!
We're f***ing spoo off, do wrong, but then we start to worry. So we sing this simple song, it's how we say we're sorry. And it ain't just me. Ronnie made some dodgy bets with a well-known football player. Sidney nicked some jewellery from a princess in Marbella. Vincey pilfered Stevie stole, and Phil played tic-tac on his toe. Nick whacked Paddy and then gave his dog the bones, but now we're all right, sorry. When I was just 66, I captured my first parrot. Added 4-3 Thursdays, then hit it with a carrot. Mickey let some monkeys free from a well-known London zoo. Donny was the mastermind of the great train robbery too. Tim was a rent boy, Jake his pimp. Davey faked he had a limp. Pennywack Nick Beck calling him a wimp. And all of us are sorry.
Well, thank you.
And sorry for nearly eating you.
Lovely, Gary. Really lovely.
Yes, I wasn't sure how exactly the song would go. It turned out quite entertaining, but also quite shocking. I had no idea extras was quite so duplicitous.
Oh, yeah, lots of time standing round trying to get thievery skills up. Now, Lady Esther and Lady Fuckington, it's time to settle. Law of God Pete says you fight to death.
Fight to the death? Oh, God, it's on.
Here is your untying, and here is your sword.
Sword fight, yeah?
It's like prop. From Lawrence of Arabia. Never saw the film, but we kept the props.
Do I get a bloody prop sword?
Yeah, you can have Gary's. Gary, oi! Gary, pay attention. Give her your sword to Fuckington till she's finished.
Thank you, Gary.
An amazing sword fight begins.
Oh, it's incredible.
I wish you could see it. This sword fight, it's... Oh, wow!
Give her some stick, Auntie. Oh, look out! Well done!
Aha! Oh, genius. Touché, madam.
Aha! I have taken the lead and have knocked your sword from your hand.
Hester's done it.
Yes, you have. And now?
I'm sorry, but I did promise I would kill you, and these chaps are hungry.
Gah! What's this? It's my own story and I'm confused. A helicopter? Lady F jumping onto the roof of a hut in the confusion? Confused! We'll meet again, Lady Forsythesson.
Oh, bugger it. Let's go with Lady Periwinkle, shall we?
Hello, dear wife, secret agent, my devious Trojan filly.
Oh, you are dashing when you whip out the copter, darling.
Looked a little pear-shaped down there.
Yes, wasn't quite the Hester boiling I had planned. Something I hadn't foreseen. When I get home, I need to Google some necklaces. I think Hester may be unaware of what she's got.
Oh, intriguing. And speaking of not knowing what you've got, how's my plan to off the neighbours?
Oh, Brian melted to death hours ago, I'm sure.
Yippee! Goodbye, desert! Final resting place of royally annoying Brian Hovis.